Good evening, everyone. My name is Susan Pandit. I'm from Kentucky State University. Today I'm presenting about sulfur and copper fungicide to control pawpaw leaf and fruit spot. Before I start with, I want to ask how many of you have heard about pawpaw fruit ever in your life? All right, there's a lot of them. How many of you have tested it at least once in your lifetime? I can count them. There are around 10. So, this is America's best secret fruit. If you have not tested it ever, you should at least once in your lifetime. It is the largest tree fruit native to U.S., but it has a very few enemies of it, and among them, major one is Phyllosticta leaf and fruit spot, which is common at KSU farm and growth site at least once a year. And what it does to the healthy fruit is to the, you can look at the second picture, that is what it does to the healthy fruit. But very little information has been published on the Phyllosticta and pawpaw. Therefore, we have used two cultivars and six doses of fungicides to study the effect of fungicide to control the fungal symptoms in the pawpaw. I have used two doses of sulfur and two doses of copper. One is water and other one is control, which is untreated with anything. End result, we have found pretty surprising result that two doses of sulfur and two doses of copper has worked pretty well in case of the symptoms on leaves, but not in case of the fruits. So it's just 1 year data, so we cannot be sure if the fungicides are perfectly working to control the disease or not. So we'll probably need second year data. So in conclusion, we can say that sulfur and organic certified copper-based fungicide could potentially be used for the management of Phyllosticta and pawpaw, but we need additional year data. This year we had a bit more of the, in 2018, this year meant 2018, we had a little bit more rainfall relative to other normal average years, so we will definitely need a second year data. Thank you.